Hi, and welcome to the very first podcast for Cat Business Clubs. Today I've got Lee and Ali Blue Sky from PC Rescue, but we're not going to be rescuing any PCs today. We're going to be talking about their other passion, which is Dark Hill Recording Studios. Welcome Lee, welcome Ali.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so let's start with passion, because I know that you have such a passion for your recording studio, and that you love music, you love playing music, you love playing live music, but you also love recording music, and they're very, very different things. I've played in a band myself, and I know that playing live and recording music is two very different things. You seem to be excellent at both of them. So how did you get into recording?
I've always been interested in recording, right from when I was a young lad. I had tape recorders. My mum and dad had an old reel-to-reel tape recorder that had it sitting around for years that I started playing with. I was probably, 7, 8 years old.
Was it a Tascam, did you say?
No, it wouldn't have been a Tascam. It was just, I don't know what it was. It was from the late 50s, I think.
Oh, good Lord.
But I was just fascinated, and I taught myself how to spool the reels up, and had a little microphone with it, and I recorded my voice, and watched a little green magic eye record level, blinking backwards and forwards, and I recorded the telly, and recorded my cat, and all sorts of things. And then, a few years later, when I started learning to play guitar, of course, it was natural for me to stick a microphone in front of my guitar and record myself playing guitar. So right from before I was 10 years old, I've always had playing and also recording and playing around with sounds and bits of electronics, messing around with radios and stuff. They've both been kind of hand in hand, really.
So the technology age has been like a little godsend for you, really.
Nowadays, because when I was in my teens, when I was really interested, so I wanted to actually work in recording studios when I was younger. That was my dream, to be a recording engineer. I could tell you a little bit about my work experience I had when I was a kid at school a bit later. But this is what I wanted to do. However, home recording, as it is now, it just did not exist, and it was beyond anyone's comprehension that you could have thousands or millions of pounds worth of equipment virtualized and on a computer that you can go and buy for less than £1,000.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's changed everything.
I can well imagine. Just moving on a little bit, now you're both like super talented when it comes to music, and you've been recording your own stuff. You've got a band that you're putting together, or maybe it's already together.
It's getting there.
It's definitely getting there. We're called Garden of Life Flowers. That came about 3 years ago. About 3 years ago. It started off as just as a one-off experimental studio project, because the band I was in at the time, for various reasons, suddenly found itself dormant. And of course, having itchy fingers and a studio and all these toys at my disposal, I thought, I want to try something a little bit different, because I'd been playing sort of some very technical progressive rock music, so I wanted to get back to something a bit more basic and a bit more dirty rock and roll. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. I'm not a great singer, so I thought, well, I could write some songs, I could do some punk or surf music, I don't know. And round about that time, Ali had shown an interest in actually learning to play bass guitar, so
if you can't beat them, join them.
So she picked the bass. You happy for me to tell this part? She picked the bass guitar up, and I said, I'll teach you some stuff. So I taught her some basics, and very soon she was writing her own little tunes. And she's always been into poetry. She's never shown anyone her poems, and no one's ever heard them apart from me. But she started putting her poems to these little tunes she'd written. I listened to her, I thought, these are pretty good, And I thought, it'd be fun to see. Let's go in the studio, have a little play, And I said, do you fancy doing a bit of singing? And she went,
ooh. Give it a go.
give it a go.
And so hang on a sec. So I was listening to this, one of your tunes on YouTube earlier, and your singing is fantastic. So you've not, like, sung in bands and done all that kind of stuff.
First time I've ever done anything.
That's amazing. That's, like, really irritating as a singer myself because, you know, it really does sound really, really good.
Oh, thank you.
Brilliant voice. Suits the music as well.
Yeah.
So the first track we recorded, we had no idea of direction or anything. We thought it was just going to be maybe just a one-off, a bit of a, you know, just play. So I did all the music on it, played drums, guitar. Ali had played the original. In fact, actually, was you playing the bass on that, wasn't it? On the
really?
First version. So there is a video on YouTube.
I'm glad you didn't do something, Lee.
Yeah. So Ali's actually playing the bass on that one. I did everything else to it. And then Ali sang, and I listened back. I thought, it's a little bit rough around edges, but you know what? It's fun. It was done very quickly, very different to stuff I'd done before. And I thought, you know, I wouldn't mind doing some more stuff like this. So at the time then, it was just, well, let's do another one. And so it just kind of went from there, really.
Fantastic.
But it then got to the point where I thought, actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind playing this live. And I said to Alex, "Fancy playing it live?
Yeah,
I'll
give it a go. I haven't done anything live before.
I'll give it a go. Never done it. Yeah. So we started looking around for musicians, and so we're in the process of recruiting. We've got a couple of minutes looking for a drummer at the moment. we've got a guitarist who's based in Nottingham, but he's going to be coming down to play for us when we play live.
Fantastic.
Studio wise, I can play all the guitars anyway, or we can get the other guitarist to play through the power of the internet, of course.
Send me the files through, I'll have a go at the drums, and just, even if it's just to come along and have a practice with you, and just so you can get the rest together until you can find a good drummer.
Yeah, very welcome.
I play a bit of drums and I play guitar a little, you know, not that well, and sing not that well. I do a lot of things not that well, and I look at you and you think, and I think, oh, really, you can do all this stuff, and then Ali can sing, and now you can record everything, and now you want to take it out live, and you've probably got all the good equipment to do that as well. So you know, it's just absolutely amazing. Okay, so moving on, another project you're working on at the moment with Wendy Guilfoyle, another CAP member, on a meditation recording. Now, Wendy's got the perfect voice for meditation recording, and we kind of all agreed that you're both CAP Plus members. And we agreed that at CAP Plus, and you've worked quite hard with Wendy, and you've written all your own music as well for the background music. The combination of the two of you is just about perfect. Could you tell us a little bit more about working with Wendy?
Oh, Wendy's lovely. It came about at CAP Plus. We were chatting about different ideas, and she said, "Oh, I'd like to have a go at doing a podcast." She said, "I have absolutely no idea how to do one." And I said, "I could help you do one." And because she'd never recorded before, never been in a studio or sat in front of a microphone, I invited her up to the studio. And I'd never really done a spoken word thing like that quite that way before. I've done recorded lots of things, but I thought this would be interesting as well. And she'd already done some stuff in CAP. She'd already done a meditation, put everyone to sleep in 5 minutes. It was brilliant. But for the first recording, it sounded quite stilted because she'd written a script and we recorded it. I'll put her at ease, and we had fun doing it and spent a good evening putting this together. But when we listened back to it, it didn't sound quite right. She said, what do you think? And I said, it's okay, however, it doesn't sound natural. It doesn't sound like you. It sounds like someone pretending to be
it's
you.
It's got to be right for meditation, isn't it? It's got to be natural.
Yeah, so I invited her back to the studio. I said, let's have another go. I said, however, this time, don't read a script. Don't look at the microphone.
I was dragged in to be a guinea pig.
Yes.
We lying on the couch. Yeah. Well,
So basically, Ali got her own one-to-one meditation session. I just happened to have a microphone there to pick up the recording. I just sat out the way, just checking the recording levels and everything, and oh, it was so much better.
Yes. Well, brilliant. I was lucky enough to have a sneak preview last time at Cat Plus, and it just sounds perfect. I know it's not the finished article, but I've got the gist that it's going to be as good as anything out there and better than most, to be honest. So music wise and of course Wendy with her perfect voice for meditation. So I feel
was very relaxed during that session.
I was almost falling asleep at one point. But the music I put on afterwards, and it's something I composed specifically for Wendy's.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's like a cyclical thing, and it was all done in real time using analog synthesizers, and I'm really, really pleased with it.
You just love every aspect of it.
I do.
you can tell. Another thing, you're getting involved with a charity as well at the moment. Bob Poynter, another CAT member, has got involved with Toucan, which is a local charity helping children with all sorts of problems. A magical thing, they want to make a video and they also want to make a recording, and I think they've got somebody to actually write the song, or somebody's written the song already, I think, and they've got an up and coming singer to come and sing, and they want all the people in CAP who can play any instrument to come along, and all the other people in CAP to get involved as well. And Bob's actually calling it CAP Aid, which is really funny. I don't know whether that's right or wrong, but we'll go along with that. The amazing thing is the collaboration at CAP for this, because we've got drummers and guitarists and bass players and ukulele players and singers and all sorts of things. But, you know, the most amazing thing is we've got a recording studio, and I'm really looking forward to that as well. How did you come to get involved with that?
Funny enough, I kind of got coerced. Not in a bad way. This was Bob,
of course,
using his sort of telepathic persuasion. You know, whatever sneaky things he does with his brain power.
We know.
It was kind of sprung upon me a little bit, and one of the other chaps who was in it was not during one of Bob's courses, and he kind of brought it up out of the blue, but in a pleasant way, in it, you know, so not like, oh my god, but it was one of those things that I couldn't say no to.
And
to be honest,
everybody's the same.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to say no anyway, because it sounds like it's going to be something really, really worthwhile.
Yeah,
it's also going to be fun.
That's
I'm
exactly
really,
what
really
I was
looking
thinking.
Forward to this, because no one knows how it's going to turn out. All we know is that there are going to be a bunch of people getting involved. We don't quite know who's going to be on the final recording or who's playing what or anything. So we're going to
I think everybody should be involved.
I think so. And we make it a bit of an event. And so we're going
Have you heard the song yet?
I haven't even heard the song yet.
No,
I'm already looking forward to it. And I have absolutely no idea what it's going to be like. But it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And I think it'll bring a lot of people in CAP together even closer. I think that you know, would be a big help as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well.
It's such a good cause as well. It really is.
Yeah,
absolutely. So just going back to band stuff, you mentioned about going out and playing live. Have you put a date on that? Or is that something you're kind of like, that's just somewhere in the future? Not too distant future, I hope.
We haven't got a date on it yet. There kind of was a deadline, which passed about a year ago. One of the problems with running a business is that sometimes business can take priority over fun time. And as much as I love music, and it's a massive part of my life, and obviously a part of Ali's life as well now, sometimes when business gets really busy, everything else sort of kind of gets put on hold, or the less important things have to kind of get put to one side. And as well as the band, I've been involved in other projects as well. So I do a lot of session work for other musicians. And so we have other people drop into the recording studio. Funny enough, I don't want to talk about charity, mate, but it just so happened in a really weird way. I over the last couple of years, I got involved in a couple of charity singles for two entirely different unconnected projects that I'd almost completely forgotten about, and I thought were never going to see the light of day. And the weekend just gone, when we were just before we've done this recording, they both got announced on exactly the same day that these charities records are going to get released, along with all these other musicians from one of them's musicians all over the globe. Another one's from musicians over the country. We have a drummer in Germany, so it's not, these aren't local ones, these are for
amazing.
So I've been involved in other, you know, bits and pieces like that as well. So I'm quite proud, you know, things pop up and I think, yeah, I did my little bit for that. It's quite nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're thinking about, well, you're not thinking about, I'm sure you're going to set Dark Ale Recorded Studio up as a business as well. And that's something that I know you've got, you know, that's your real passion. And I know you've got plans to sort of move into more into a businessy type environment with it. Is that just music, or are you thinking of also, you know, for instance, podcasts and all sorts of other stuff like the meditation thing you did with Wendy? Is that something you'd kind of like to work on?
I'm very happy to record anything. So it was something I wanted to launch as a business a few years ago. Again, the IT side got very busy, but however, as we've now taken on more staff and we've got more stuff coming on the IT side, it's going to free me up to
in theory
to help me sort of like kind of, you know, really really get Dark Hill launched. We've got the equipment, we've got the space, it's been timed so far, but so apart from the some private recordings already done, I want to kind of open it up to the public a bit more. We've already had interest from a brass band.
Right.
So this is to actually go...
That'll be different.
Yeah, so this won't be recorded in the studio itself. This is going to be like a location recording at the rehearsal. So this is going to be, take the equipment out with, you know, my bunch of microphones and set them all up. And I've never done a brass band before, but how hard can it be? Actually, I do a lot of studying this stuff. You know, I do...
You can't plug them in.
No. I say I've already done folk stuff. I've done some. I've done a country and western band.
Wow!
So we've done some spoken word. I've done some voiceover overdubs for some people as well.
All right, yeah.
Soundtrack.
I did a soundtrack for a documentary film.
Right.
Which came out last year, as well. So that was me playing on that one, but it was for an outside client.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to just recording anything. So yeah, all sorts.
I'm sure I
like a challenge.
I can imagine, and I'm absolutely convinced that it's going to happen. And I'm convinced that we talked about your passion, we've talked about your talent, both of your talents. We've talked about all the different aspects of what you can do, including meditation. Who'd have even thought about doing meditation recordings? That's just, you know, something completely off the wall. All your charity work, your band stuff, your video. You've got videos on YouTube which are amazing already. I just wish you all the best going forward, and I'm absolutely, you know, totally convinced that Dark Ale Recording Studio will be a name that a lot more people have on their lips in the future. We're going to put it up for there for now. I've been Paul from Cat Business Clubs. We've had Lee and Ali Blue Sky in today from Dark Hill Studios. Thank you for coming in and taking part, and we're wishing you all the best for the future.
Thank you.